Blog Talk Radio.
Live Radio. I am your host, Minister Shanika Bell. Thank you for joining me for another episode of In the Flow Live Radio and TV. I don't know if you're listening or if you're watching us on our broadcast here on YouTube, our YouTube channel at Life in the Overflow Mag TV Radio, or if you're watching us by way of our partners over in Jacksonville, Florida, Living Witness TV, or Channel 14 here in Kenosha, Wisconsin, on their channel here, local television. However you're watching, thank you for joining us here today. I have a great show for you. You are in store. Praise God. We just want to thank God for today. You know, thank God for giving us the beautiful day that we have on today, on this coming weekend. We have some great events coming up. We have the Women of Resilience Luncheon coming up, and that's on Saturday from noon to 3 at the Gurney Holiday Inn. Stay tuned for that commercial. And also this weekend we have a book signing. It's not here in the States, praise God, but this woman of God has been here in the States before. She is coming all the way from the Cayman Islands, praise God. She is a friend of mine. She is a woman of wisdom. And I am just happy to have her here with me today for our author spotlight. As many of you know, I am also an author, and I like to give platforms to other authors because sometimes it's hard for us to market our books effectively. So, hey, Life in the Overflow, is that's just what we're all about. So I'm pleased to have none other than, and I love to call her Prophetess Donna Dandy, to In the Flow Live. Donna, are you there?
Hello?
Oh, there she is. There she is. Prophetess, how are you today?
I am absolutely wonderful, Prophetess Shanika. How about you? How are you doing?
I am so blessed. It's so good to hear your voice. Okay, and you're calling all the way from the Cayman Islands today, right?
Yes, I am, sitting by the seashore, enjoying the waves coming onto the rocks and just enjoying the beautiful view here.
Wow, it sounds so beautiful. I cannot wait to join you. We'll talk about that later.
Yes.
We'll talk about that later, but for now, you're here to talk about your new book. I am so excited for what God is doing for you and in your life and what you're about to share in the overflow of your life with others. And I'm just so blessed to have you. Why don't you go ahead and, Prophetess, if you don't mind, just telling the people who you are and just a little bit about yourself.
Okay, my name is Donna Dandy. I live here in the Cayman Islands, as you said. First and foremost, I am a child of God, bought by the blood of Jesus Christ, saved and sanctified. Praise God. I actually work full-time as an administrator with a law firm here, but I'm also in full-time ministry, serving at my church, Harvest Fellowship Church, and then also with a ministry that the Lord had me start a few years ago called Reach International. And basically what we do is just that. We just reach out to people. We concentrate a lot on our young adults, our young people, our children, but we also reach out to various areas of the community as the Lord leads us.
Amen. Amen. And that is called reach. And I saw that reach, like, for instance, you said reaching out to the young people and the youth. I saw that some time ago, I guess it's an annual thing that you're doing with the jump rope thing. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. Well, actually, a few years ago, I asked the Lord, okay, God, what do you want me to do? Because I felt that he was leading me to do something fun for the summer. And he led me to do a summer camp that the kids could come, they could have fun, they could enjoy themselves, but then still get a little bit of ministry, because it's, for us, it's all about love. It's about how we extend ourselves to the people that we come in contact with. Reach International was actually co-founded by myself and a friend of mine out of St. Kitts Island, Mr. Edgar Howell, and that was our foundation for the ministry. It would be a ministry of love and acceptance, but it would be love and acceptance based on the word of God, how God wanted us to do it, how we would accomplish what he wanted us to do in the world. So out of this came our annual summer camp. And
amen.
So we got the kids together. We brought in a professional team from the U.S. because, it, you know, double dutch is a very relatively new sport for us. We got them into a little bit of dancing. We got them into a little bit of craft. Then we had a big show where the parents came out and supported them. But amidst all that, we discussed a lot of life issues. Because what I found with a lot of our young people is that they go through a lot, but there's really no one that they can talk to. Usually as adults, what we do is we talk down to them, we talk to them, but they don't really have a voice. And the more involved I get with these young people, the more I realize that a lot of the problems we are seeing it because they have not been given that opportunity to express what is on their mind, to express their anger, to express their sadness, to express their joy, whatever it is.
Wow.
They've not been given guidelines to do so. So as I begin to work with these youth, and, you know, we begin to work with these youths, I realized that within a week, within 2 weeks, we would see changes that were drastic, and not just changes that were drastic, but changes that are lasting, that a year later, we are still hearing, wow, we don't know what you did. And we, you know, it's all God. It's nothing that we did, but just us being obedient to what God has called us to do. So,
amen.
You know, that's a little bit about the summer camp. It's going to be epic in the Cayman Islands. The parents are calling, when are you doing something else? The kids enjoyed it. They learned so much. And we talk about anything and everything. For the older kids, we talk about dating, and we'll talk about sex, and we'll talk about gangs. For the younger kids, we start to talk about college and you know, the things that they see in the schools that they don't like and how they can bring change themselves, what it is they need to look at for themselves. We talk about things like, well, why does mom and dad get angry? Why are they angry with me? Have I done anything? And we talk about all those issues. And, you know, you'd be so surprised at what kids will talk about when given the opportunity.
Wow.
So it's something that we really look forward to.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And again, I want to thank you for being here today for the author spotlight. And, you know, those issues that we have as children, you know, sometimes they segue into our adulthood if we don't have those opportunities to talk about them, or those opportunities to get healing from certain things. And now that brings me to talk about those broken pieces that could develop in our childhood, or those broken pieces that may have come segue from our teenage years or whatnot. Let's talk about your book, Building on Life's Broken Pieces. Wow. Tell me a little bit about that.
Wow. Prophetess, this, I am still reeling about it. It is a very revealing book into my own life and my own struggles as a Christian, not as an unsaved person, as a Christian, and having to walk it out almost alone, because it got to a stage where I had my own issues. I had been raped at a very young age, and for 10 consecutive years after that, to the point that it became normalcy. You know, you saw the individuals come in, you knew what they want, you gave them what they want, and life went on. And I began to realize that there were a lot of things in my life that just wasn't right after I had my first child. And I didn't want my child to go through that. And it has taken me almost 30 years. My first child is 31. She'll be 32 in this coming year. And it took me a 30-year journey to get to the place where, you know, I could say I was delivered. And I'm still going through my deliverance. And there were a lot of broken pieces. And what I found was, sadly enough, and, you know, but I'm happy to say that the church is, the faith of the church is changing. Back then, when I was going through all these things, there was no one there in the church. And then I became labeled. And the more I tried to reach out, the seemingly worse things got. And like I said, I want to reiterate, I was saved. And I loved God. I would find myself in sin. We're going to call it what it's called. I found myself in sin. I'm not going to say it's weaknesses. It was sin. And I didn't want to be there. But at the same time, I didn't know how to get myself out of it. And I was told so many times, you just got to pray more, and you just have to have more faith. Because no one was willing to touch my issues. And that became an issue for me because I didn't know how to pray anymore, and I didn't know what having faith was. So it began to turn me off, you know. So out of that, about a year, just over a year ago, I moved, and the night that I moved, when I put the last box in my house, the Lord said to me, now you're going to write your book. And it took me by surprise because it was the last thing on my mind. I just wanted to unpack and get the things out of the way. And I stopped, and he said, yeah, now you're going to write. And I took my laptop that night. That was a Friday night. I wrote all Friday night. I wrote all day Saturday. I wrote all day Sunday after church, and I repeated it again the next weekend and finished my book. And I laid it down. I went back and I looked at it, and my heart leapt because I realized I am really bearing everything. It's all hanging out here. How am I going to put this out there for people? And I went back to God, and I was like, Lord, I don't really want to do this. And the Lord said to me, he said, there are many self-help books out there, but there are not many books that people will tell about the process that they had to go through and the struggle that it took to get them to the side of deliverance. And he said, that's all I want to do. So I left it alone for a while because I still struggled with it. And one day at church, while ministering to someone and taking them through their process of deliverance and rejection, the Lord took me home out of that deliverance service after I had just, you know, shared in that deliverance to take me through my own process of deliverance. And that took me one whole week. And I was just on the floor every night after I came from work. I was just on the floor and just literally reliving every single moment that I had been rejected. And it was a lot. And at the end of the week, the Lord said to me, now write the last chapter of your book. And that was the very last chapter. And I went back to him and I'm like, Lord, I don't want to do this. I really don't want to do this. And the Lord sent this individual to my home, and she was there talking to me. She said, you know, it's about time you publish your book. And I looked at her and I smiled and I said, well, this is it, but right now the finances are not flowing. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I already, you know, have a publisher because you and I were talking about it. And she said to me, Donna, the Lord sent me here. She said, pay me every month what you can do, and we will work on it for you.
That's beautiful. I said, okay,
I can work with that. I can work with that. And I thought, okay, well, it would give me a little bit of time, but she was way ahead of me. She went and she had the book edited even before I made the first payment because she was determined that I was going to change my mind. And she even went ahead and printed it for me because she said after she read the book, she was just determined that the world had to hear this.
Definitely.
So,
I have,
you know,
I know you do, Prophetess. I have the honor of reading your book. I'm not sure if you've had another edit after, but what I did read, God is definitely moving through your process and has moved through your process. And going back to when you said, you know, the church is known for healing. The church is known mm-hmm. for deliverance. The church is known mm-hmm. as that hospital, that place that we're supposed to be able to go to when we're sick in our bodies, in our minds, in our hearts, you know, and we're supposed to be able to go and get made whole by way of the mm-hmm. ministry of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But you made some interesting statement. You went to church, and all you were told to do was pray, fast, and you felt like you had no one to talk to. How did you get past that part? Coming back to the mindset that church is, you know, where I need to be and get my complete healing.
I don't know that it was difficult to get past that because I was already used to that. I grew up not having anyone to talk to, so that was an easy place to be. But I got past it because I didn't want my girls, I didn't want my son to end up in the position that I did. And I began to realize as I got more and more in the Word that if I didn't make the choice, if I didn't make the move, I was going to stay stuck. And then they were going to end up worse than me.
Wow.
And I think that fear moved me to cry out to God, God, if you are out there, and this was my prayer, I'll never forget it, it was a Sunday, and I cried out to him, and I said, God, if you are out there, I need you to answer. And let me just run into the book a little bit. I talk about things like adultery. I talk about things like fornication. I talk about things like masturbation. I talk about things like unforgiveness. I talk about, you know, things that we go through, but we just don't talk about it.
Yes.
We see, I mean, a lot of people see us as ministers in the gospel, and they see us all composed, but they don't know the struggle we go through underneath. So they feel that we can't understand or we can't come where they are in the mud. And it was that Sunday I cried and I said, God, if you can show me one person in the book, in the Bible, who was like me, then I know you are here. And I sat down in an old wicker rocker, and I started rocking back and forth, and I cried. And I just happened to turn on TBN, and T.D. Jakes came on, and he preached a message on Hosea. And that was it. I mean, I just lost it. And that Sunday, I made up my mind, if God could send a man to look for the wife that Hosea had, then who was I to believe that God couldn't do the same thing for me?
Yay.
And that was, Prophetess, that was 19 years ago. So it has been a 19-year process. And every year I learned more. Every year I was more determined. But the thing that I found out in the process was that every time God took me through a process, he would send someone in my life who was going through
the same thing.
Who wanted me to minister to them. So that was how I went through my process. And I didn't want to mess their life up because I was aware that I had demonic influences. You see, we don't want to talk about that. We don't want to talk that we have demonic influences, we are oppressed by the devil, and that we as Christians need deliverance. So I had to go through my deliverance stage by stage. And there were days that I had my arguments with God. God, I've seen you do it overnight for everybody. Why do I have to go through all this?
Yes,
You know, and I'd ask God to forgive me, and I'd go right back out there and I was sleeping with someone else. I'd ask God to forgive me, and I'd go right back out there and I was lying. I'd ask God to forgive me, and I'd go right back to bed and I'd have masturbation. It was just a vicious cycle. And then I realized, but this is not normal.
Yeah.
And I started asking questions. God, can a Christian have a demon? And I started asking questions, and I was told by one of my past pastors, no, you don't have a demon. What you need to do is to take a break. You're just burnt out. And I'm like, but they don't understand. And I pour my heart out, and nobody heard me. You just need to stop. But you don't understand. I can't just stop. I've been trying to stop for years. And I went back to God because that was the only thing I knew to do. And God sent an individual in my life that led me to a book called This Means War by Paul and Kate Hollis. And I read that book, and that book took me through the process of deliverance. And I never let that book go. It became the book next to my Bible. And I went back to God, and I said, God, I still feel like something is missing. Can you send someone to help me? And the Lord sent a couple from Boston by the name of Pastor Joe and Pastor D. Rivero all the way to the Cayman Islands. From Boston to the Cayman Islands is a long trip.
Yes, it is.
Just for me. And they prayed for me, and they looked at me, and they said, no, we have got to take you out of this environment because you need deliverance. And they said to me, you find your way to us. You invest in your own deliverance. We'll do the rest for you. I bought my ticket. I got on the plane to Boston. I didn't know where I was going. As far as I was concerned, they could do anything. But I was determined to get my deliverance because by then, God had started to use me to minister to people, and I didn't want to mess their lives up.
That is so awesome.
And they took me in, and for a whole week, I went through deliverance in their church for a whole week. That church family loved me, and they ministered to me, and it was not a nice sight. I saw myself at days, and I was like, good Lord, who is that person?
Yeah.
But God took me through, and he brought me back, and he took me through, and there was a little bit more to go through. But by then, I had been so equipped that now I was able to recognize, and I'm still able to recognize when things come up. So this is the heart that this book has come out of. Yes, I know that I will be critiqued. Yes, I know people will have things because they're going to hear things about things that they've never known about me. But you know something, Prophet, if it changes the life of one single person,
just one,
that has been the prayer of my life for the entire Christian life. Father, if I can affect one person, it is worth it.
Amen.
And because you know something, Prophet, you cannot put a cost on a person's life.
Amen.
I have seen lives changed. And I know from my own experience what a changed, peaceful life offers. And there is nothing in this world that you can compare to when you can walk before the throne room of God and you can enter boldly into his presence and say, Father, I'm not perfect, but I thank you. There is nothing in the world that can replace that feeling that you can walk into God's throne room without feeling the guilt and the baggage of the past. And if I can help one person to get to that place, it is worth it.
Amen. Amen. If you just tuned in, I am on the line with Prophetess Donna Dandy, and she is talking about her new book, oh my God, Building on Life Broken Pieces. And your transparency, and it seems like also through your process, your deliverance came through assisting in the deliverance of others, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Wow, that's just so God, and that's how he does it. I've often heard that the best time for you to pray for somebody else is when you're feeling low. I don't know how that happens, but you take the focus off yourself and you begin to intercede from somebody else, and in the midst of that, you're delivered from that very thing that had you down. I hear that your transparency also came, if I'm not mistaken, through you seeking help, the voice of, you know, you're reaching out. Is that correct? Wow. So
yes.
This transparency, I know you said people will look at you differently and whatnot. That has helped in your deliverance because, and I'm saying that because so many people are not transparent. As you say, we dress the way that we think we're supposed to dress. We talk the talk, we walk the preacher walk, but when we get home, it's a totally different, we're going through. We don't know how to get out, we don't have anybody to talk to. So tell us a little bit more about the process. When you wrote this book, do you think that there was some more deliverance that occurred, or tell us a little bit about that process of writing. You seem to have wrote it very quickly, so...
Yeah.
You know, amen, amen.
Amen. And, you know, Prophetess, it has been a continual process, and I have finally gotten to the place where I've accepted that in our human element, there will always be something to change because we're not God.
Amen. Amen, amen.
And, you know, we just trust to wait on God. Because you know the thing that I love about God? He doesn't allow us to face anything that we are unable to bear. You know,
not alone,
so
definitely.
When we come up against, you know, when we come up against something, like recently, he had to take me through a process, and one of the things he had to remind me was that our walk is more spiritual than it is physical. And a lot of times that's why we don't get the deliverance that we need, because we're looking at things in the physical and we're accepting what we see, not realizing our warfare is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and wickednesses in high places and darknesses and different types of forces. And even recently, the Lord had to take me through something because I began to realize, now hold up a minute. I have been single for 20 years. Something is seriously wrong because I have had some wonderful men of God walk through my life, and then they're gone. Let's talk about it. For no reason. We've not had a problem. And I started going, okay, God, well, what's up with that? I know you're taking me through a process, and I know you're preparing me, but there has to be something that I'm not seeing. And one day, the Lord gave me a vision, and he said to me, divorce yourself from your spirit husband. That was recently, and I was like, what?
My God.
And that was a battle, because I had to go and I had to research, what is a spirit husband? What does he do? What are the symptoms? What am I seeing that I will know that it's him? And then I began to realize that so many things that I was going through in the past. And I was like, okay, this is it. I am doing this, and I started, and I started my own deliverance. And in the midst of it, I'm like, oh gosh, I need some backup, and I had to call one of my mentors. And all I could do was open the phone line, and that was it, you know. And like I said, it has shown me that God takes us through the continuous deliverance when we are ready for it, and when we are asking Him, when we see the things that are different, that we know if God says that let your will in heaven be done on earth, and I'm not seeing what is happening in heaven in my life, there's something that I have to find out what's going on.
Oh, that's an awesome word for somebody. Oh, my God, that is an awesome word. And we're going to have to have you come back so we can talk about this spirit husband. Oh, my, I'm interested in that. Maybe that might be another book. Praise God. Praise God. I need to know about that one. But your book. I can go get your book? I need a copy.
Okay. Well, we hope to have it in Amazon. We're hoping I should know by the end of the week when it will be available on Amazon. And we have it available in hard copy and ebook, because I just want people to have it in their hands.
Yes.
The cost of the actual copy is $14. The cost of the ebook will be $7. And then they can write me, and they can send a check to me. And I will leave my details with you if they contact your show. Or they can send me an email. I'll give you a really easy email. Reach and the number 8. So R-E-A-C-H, number 8, at yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com. Reach 8. That's the number 8. Reach 8 at yahoo.com for all my listeners out there. Building on Life's Broken Pieces, Donna Dandy, author, minister of the gospel. Tell, there's someone else. There's another young lady out there, even a young man out there, who is going through what you have gone through, some of the things that you have gone through, and they feel the same way that you feel. Again, they can get your book at reach8 at yahoo.com. But Prophetess, what word do you have for them, for those out there that may be going through that? What do you have to tell them? My God.
You know, years ago, God reminded me, I am God all by myself.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to remind people out there. And, you know, I feel in my heart that there's someone listening, and they're like, you know what?
Yeah.
I don't know that I believe in God anymore. And I'm telling you, I know it sounds like an old cliche, but, beloved, give God one more chance. Email me.
Amen.
Let me have that dialogue with you that I can pray with you, because that's my heart desire. I want you to know. And the other thing I have to say, I said it up to this morning to a young lady that I mentor. There is nothing in your life that God will not use for his glory.
Amen.
It is just a test. We hear it so many times, but it's become such a cliche that it just goes through one ear and come out the other.
Mm-hmm.
It is just a test. And when you have come out as pure gold on the other side, let me tell you, and I want to go right back into Prophetess' book. You are just a diamond in the rough. You are invaluable. God is taking you through a process because he knows that what is on the inside of you, if you're not crushed like the olive, it won't come out so that he can minister to someone through you. What you have, nobody else can deliver it like you. So don't give up. Don't give up. Keep holding on. Know that God hears. You feel that he is so far from you and he can't hear you, but he hears and he understands. And the last thing I would like to say is, throw your hands up. Give God permission to do what he needs to do through you. God is not going to move in any area of our lives that we don't want him to move in. And I had to get to that place. And that's when God did his thing in me. I said, God, you do. I give you permission to do what you need to do through me. Yes, it's painful. Yes, I feel like I'm dying. But I give you permission.
Yes, God. Yes,
hallelujah.
This means war.
And if you
this
just allow me
war.
To talk this for one more minute, just to pray for someone.
Yes,
Father,
go right ahead, Prophetess.
These are your children. Lord, Jesus died on the cross for such a time as this. Jesus died, and, oh, God, he took our burdens. He took our pains. He took, oh, God, the unspeakable moments. Father God, he took the things that, oh God, we carry so deep in our belly that, oh God, we can only groan and moan. But Father, I thank you this morning for the blood of Jesus Christ. I thank you, oh God, that deliverance comes through the blood and through the name of Jesus Christ. So Father, I ask you that for everyone listening, for every person who's experienced in pain, oh God, and they don't know where else to turn to, that Father, you would send your ministering angels, that Holy Spirit, you would turn up and you would whisper in their ears, I love you. I love you. I love you. And oh God, let your blood do the work. Let it do the work, oh God, like no other can, in the name of Jesus. Father God, bring restoration. Father God, I come against every plan of the enemy and every one, oh God, who may be contemplating suicide. I say in the name of Jesus, I bind that spirit of suicide and I command you to loose that person in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, surround them with your blood. and send someone even right now, oh God, to
yes,
minister
God.
To them, to bring healing, and to lead them, oh God, into a life of wholeness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Wise woman, graceful, a prophetic voice, intercessor, author, prophetess Donna Dandy, thank you so much for joining me on In the Flow Live. Go get her book. Send her an email at reach8@yahoo.com. Ask her for a book. Ask her for prayer. Amen. This woman of God definitely, I know personally, is a voice from God and has a heart for God. Amen. Thank you, prophetess, so much.
Amen.
Wow. Building, amen, on life's broken pieces. Just listening to that, I'm just reminded of the fragments, you know, that sometimes we have to gather the fragments, you know, and they can be built upon, even the potter's clay, praise God, can be put back together again. So you have broken pieces, amen, you can go on, life can go on.
Yes.
Praise God. Thank you so
yes.
much, Donna, for
praise
joining
God.
Me. And I will definitely talk to you later, woman
me.
Of God.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you
Amen.
So much for joining
Amen.
Me. Amen.
Love
I'll talk to you
love
later.
Bye-bye. All righty. God bless.
Bye-bye.